Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast. I'm Jerry Bain, and this EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. You can find more podcasts like this on a variety of topics by searching for EDUCAUSE on iTunes or by visiting www.educause.edu/podcasts. This podcast features an interview with Paul E. Fisher, Director of the Teaching, Learning, and Technology Center at Seton Hall University.
Thanks for joining us today, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
Could you start by giving us an overview of the Mobile Computing Initiative at Seton Hall?
At Seton Hall University, we've been giving our undergraduate population of students and select graduate programs laptops for over 10 years now. There's really three pillars that make up that program. The first one being accessibility. The program is designed to make access to technology disappear for students. We want to break down the barriers of financial need, the know-how in using technology, so that every student comes to the university with a level playing field when it comes to the technology that they have in order to be academically successful on the campus. The second pillar is the support behind that technology. We want to make sure that students really have concierge service behind the support of that hardware and software that we give them, really as an academic tool. So we have support initiatives and programs in place to ensure that the student always has a working computer. And the third, and arguably, certainly from my perspective, the most important pillar is curricular integration. The other two are really the foundations of ensuring that we use technology to enhance teaching and learning at the university. We've been doing this for a long time. We have over 80% of our faculty using instructional technology and agree that the instructional technology that we provide, the robustest tools that we provide for the faculty on campus, have a positive impact on teaching and learning. Mobile computing 1.5, as I frame it, was the addition of tablet computers for our science majors on the campus, very specifically trying to get the right set of technology in the hands of students that would make them the most academically successful. In the beginning of our program, we were very stringent, centralized, and standards-based. As we became more proficient in supporting these kinds of technologies, we were able to loosen that noose a little bit and really put the technology in the hands of the students that made sense for them. So science majors who need to write long equations and take notes could actually write in their own handwriting rather than trying to replicate these complicated equations from the whiteboard onto their computers. In addition to that, several years after our tablet initiative started, we began to hand out Mac computers to students in particular majors, specifically around design, advertising, and public relations. And that was really a different territory for Seton Hall. We have been solely a PC campus for a long time, and that's where our expertise really lie. We are on the verge of realizing what I'm framing as mobile computing 2.0, and that's leveraging really the computing power that's coming with every student to campus when they get there, the smartphone in their pocket.
So it sounds like part of this initiative is leveraging the university's infrastructures and partnerships. Could you talk about which partnerships you think are most important and how they tie into the mobile computing for your students?
Sure. The university's invested a lot of time and certainly a lot of money and other resources into the infrastructure that supports all the technology in the background, specifically the networking equipment and wireless. And 2000 Seton Hall was one of the first campuses to implement a wireless network. And the ubiquity of Wi-Fi in every place on campus, outdoors or indoors, really allows us to leverage that infrastructure to support teaching and learning anytime, anywhere. And we think that that's a really important part of what we're allowing our students to do with the integration of all of this technology, but learn where and when they want to, because we feel that that's when they'll be the most successful. On top of our wireless network, we have a robust cellular network in our partnership with AT&T. We have a microcell on campus, and the university leverages that partnership to give our students different services than you might get on a typical carrier campus relationship. We have had in the past 4-digit dialing. If you were on campus, you could dial an extension from your cell phone and pay zero charges. So there, we get very creative with our vendors. They really are partners. We don't treat many of the people that we do business with just as a vendor. The partnership relationship really is very important to us. Certainly, we couldn't do almost any of this technology stuff without the backbone of the network, which is provided by Cisco. And certainly, Cisco is a good partner to Seton Hall. We want to leverage our network infrastructure, the wired network infrastructure, as well as the wireless network infrastructure, to do more voice over IP and giving students the opportunity to have presence on campus, know when their faculty member might be available through more push services out to small computing devices.
So with that, let's talk about, a little bit about student engagement. What sort of metrics and assessment do you have in place to look at the success of laptops and tablets in the classroom?
From the start of our mobile computing project, we engaged ourselves in a long-term study on the impact of mobile computing. The way we approach this is we have two biannual surveys, one for students and one for faculty. We measure satisfaction, we measure use, we measure perception, and we try to gauge outcomes out of that. From the faculty perception, how is technology impacting the teaching and learning experience? Our most recent survey was done in the spring of 2008, and the data shows that the vast majority of our faculty do feel that the way we implement technology, specifically instructional technology on the campus, does have a positive impact on the teaching and learning experience. It does engage students more. It breaks down the barriers of the classroom. No longer is learning happening in those four walls at the 50-minute period three times a week, but instead we're extending that out of the classroom. All of our instructional technology projects have a component of assessment in it. We have several initiatives that we run through the center that incentivize faculty to innovate in their teaching and learning using technology. And part of that process is to ensure that we are assessing whatever technology they might be implementing, either in a course, in a program, or in a larger department, wide scale technology, that there's an assessment of how that impact was. Again, including satisfaction, including the same kinds of results about whether or not a student is engaging the content in a deeper way, more frequently, or is having more contact with their peer or their faculty member, more time on task. We gauge a lot of our projects towards Chickering and Gamson's 7 Principles of Good Undergraduate Teaching.
In thinking about it then, what's next? How do you see mobile computing 2.0 developing?
I think we have an opportune time in higher education at large to really leverage the computing power that is probably more powerful than the first laptop we handed out at Seton Hall. And that's the computer that's in their pocket. Or computing from the hip. We've heard from our students that they love their technology, but they love their mobile technology even more. That's really where they are very productive. They don't want to stop, open their laptop, boot it up, log into the network, and then do their business, whether it be register for a course, check a grade, look for an announcement. They want to take the computer out of their pocket and instantly have that access either pushed to them or within a couple of seconds, they're into the systems that they need to be into to harvest that data out. We really think that that power, in combination with all of the learning technology that we already have in place and all of the social technology that they're already experts in, far more than the rest of us, combining that all together on this small form factor, always on, always with them technology, will engage them in the campus more, will give them more contact between them and their faculty member, allow them to collaborate easier and more openly with their peers, and certainly will help us to address different learning styles. When every faculty member in the next couple of years and every student comes to campus with a digital voice recorder in their pocket, we've just made it really a simple 1-2-3 way for a faculty member to podcast every lecture. Now, they don't have to make that available to the world, so that's really where we're going to focus our resources as an institution in technology. We want to bring all of the services that we bring to the web right now to the mobile web.
Well, Paul, this has been a wonderful conversation about the new devices and the new approaches to, as you've pointed out, getting the technology right in the students' hands that they need and use every day. Are there any other important points or thoughts or things that you would like to add before we close out for the afternoon?
The opportunities are in front of us, but so are the challenges. And knowing the people that are probably listening to this and the people that engage in EDUCAUSE, we will have probably 24 solutions to these opportunities in the next several months, I'm very sure. As vendors mature in this area and start to push mobile services out, and as the leading institutions begin to adopt these kinds of technologies, I think we'll see a great opportunity for our students.
Thank you for your time today, Paul.
Thank you.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.